I apologize for the confusion about the shmita or whatever, but Mustoma will be tomorrow. Let's just get some direction here. Where we holding? We're dealing with the relationship that a Jew supposed to have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The first relationship is that of a son. So we spoke about there. The only bechira you've got there is whether you're going to be a good son or not a good son. You don't have any choice, right? That was the definition of the son relationship. You're the son of the father, and the father is the father's son. There's nothing you can do to stop that. You can be a bad father, a good son, a bad son. Your bechira is mugbal by the kfir, by imperativeness of the relationship. Then we said there's another relationship, which is one of marriage. We went through the whole sugi of the shidduch and matan Torah. We are now dealing with what happened at the Shviras Haluchas. Yeah, Fascinating sugya. So maybe just go through quickly what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. The Chet HaEgel is going on. Hashem tries to grab the luchas back from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tries to fight to get it back. This is Rishon and Tainus. He wouldn't look in very valid. Moshe Rabbeinu has this ongoing fight with Hashem. Eventually he wins. He smashes the luchas and Hashem says, well done. You have the problems, right? So we have five kashas. First of all, where did Moshe get the chutzpah to go and fight with Hashem? Second of all, how did he beat Hashem? Third of all, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want the luchas in the first place? What was he going to do with them? He knew that Klal Yisrael can't get them. Hooray, he broke them. Fourth question was, if he wanted them so badly, why did he break them? And the last question was, is after he broke them, why did Hashem said, well done, you see that Hashem wanted them back? Well, kashas on the Gemara. So the mussel we gave was this, was a simple girl who's going to get married to the king. And the king says to the simple girl, when you marry me, you'll be exactly like me. You'll have exactly the same power in the Medina as I have. So they come to the chuppah, and she now wants to test whether that's true or not. So just as he gives her the ring, he spits on the floor in front of her, and he's now, mamash, very angry. This is a terrible insult, the king in front of his whole people at his wedding. And he tries to get the ring back, and she won't let him have the ring back. And they tussle over the ring, eventually she gets the ring and she smashes it on the floor. So we said that was the marshal, the nimshal, is Klal Yisrael testing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu whether they really have Bechira or not. That's what we got up to yesterday, right?
Yeah.
That the Chet HaEgel, we haven't explained this, we just said the words, that the Chet HaEgel was Klal Yisrael trying to test out whether they really have Bechira or not. In the father-son relationship, you have Bechira, but it's a very limited Bechira. You can choose to Megale your Tzelem Elokim, you can choose not to Megale your Tzelem Elokim. You can choose to become an Avraham Avinu, you can say an Och Tzadik. But you can't choose to get out of the system completely. In the marriage situation, you can't force a woman to marry you. So, we'll have to come back to that, because we see that Hashem did put the Kapis HaKagigis was an aspect of Amusa, so that Hashem can't get out of it. But we can get out of it. Mitzad the Kala, the Tzala can always say, cheers, I don't want this marriage. You can't force her to get married. So,
can't force her to get married.
When she's married, she's stuck.
Unless he gives her a get, willingly.
He can't give her a get, that's
my point. No, that's why. Hashem can't give us a get because he set it up as an anusa.
Yeah.
He married us in one aspect, injected into the whole mass of Elishma was an aspect of anusa.
In that situation, the get could only come from the
colour. Of course, the colour can't give a get, the woman can't give a get. So, no. Okay. Whoa. We'll see how they're targeting. But the sukkuna we're on at the moment is the Chet HaEgel aspect of this and the aspect of Bechira Chofshi. That's really what we're dealing with, right? He's testing. We said Aaron Rishon tested. Aaron Rishon wanted to know whether he really had Bechira or not. And we see that Klal Yisrael also were testing, do we really have Bechira? The kasha they had on Bechira is you have to know what the kasha is. The kasha is since everything is the Ratzon Hashem, that's a natural outcropping of the fact that Hashem created the world, Yashmi Ayin. If Hashem created the world, Yashman, that's why the Greeks had to cook up a whole swarm that Hashem didn't create the world, Yashman, the world was always there. Because the minute you say there's a concept of Yashman, and that Shabbos testifies to the fact that the world was not always there, because always there can't stop. Shabbos says that the world was created Yashman, that's why Hashem could stop whenever he wants. There was the Milchama, the Yevonim on the Musa of what's called Shabbos. But if the world was created Yashman, it means that the whole world only exists as Ratzon Hashem. Correct? So then how far can anybody go against the Rotzon Hashem? There is nothing outside the Rotzon Hashem. The Chiddush of Bechira, which we don't understand, is not a subject. Now the Chiddush of Bechira is that you can go against the Rotzon Hashem and still be in reality. I mean, in reality, you're not in reality. In reality, when you go against the Rotzon Hashem, when you do an Aveira, what you're doing is you're stepping out of reality. You're stepping out of that world, which is Rotzon Hashem. But you might have thought that you can't do that at all. And they're going to say you can't do it. So this is the kasha that Klal Yisrael had. And Adam Rishon had. Well, if I don't have Bechira, then my whole reason for being created doesn't going to work. Correct? Hashem created the world in order to give me good. The ultimate good is when I earn it. Now, I can only earn it if I have Bechira. If I don't have Bechira, I'll never get the ultimate good. So what did you create me for in the first place? What am I doing in the first place? So I need to know that I have Bechira. But Bechira doesn't... It's impossible for our logic to grow up with a Bechira. So Adam Arishon, not that we're giving motivations and explaining Adam Arishon, we're just what we can see and what it's saying in the Sefer. What Adam Arishon was doing was testing really at Bechira. It was important for him to know. Because if not, then you know, you just the animamim just went out the window. You have to have Bechira. And that was what Klal Yisrael were doing after they got the Torah. That's where we're holding at the moment. Yeah? Okay. So, can someone tell me where we're holding in the...
Hakol
Galu V'Yadua. Ah, Ein Zayin at the top of the page, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We just ended off, and we said, in order to explain the Yerushalmi, we need to discuss and get into the sugya called Bechira Chofshis. Okay. If we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu completely, if we have Bechira in the face of a Kodesh Baruch Hu or not. And the answer is yes. We can even make, we can even do an Egel Azav. Okay. Hakol Golu V'Dur Lifna Hashem Yisparach. Sharei L'Chayre, the same man nosen a kosh boch beyodai beyodai klal yisrael es hayicholis lichtoy bechetaydo. Everything's done in front of Hashem, right? That's a given. So what a kosh boch give klal yisrael the ability to sin with bechetaydo? Ma to ele shetayt mikach. What comes out of what's the positive benefit from the toilet that comes out of this? Well, what comes out of this? The key to understanding this sugya is hidden in what we said above. Chayv lavo zman, there has to come a time. Remember, the first 2,000 years, or were 2,000, not the first two, the middle 2,000 years were 2,000 years of Torah. In those 2,000 years, the Chosen, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was megadet to us, who he really was. Nisim and Beis HaMikdash and a big revelation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chris Yamsuf and the Shifra seeing Maaseh Breishis and Mamash living with Hashem in like Razzle Dazzle mode, so to speak. There has to come a time in that situation, the Kalas, very often the Kalas to say, no, I don't want to marry you, right? With this Chosid Mamash, he arrives and he's in a Mercedes convertible and he's got, you know, he's got 17 holiday homes and his Mamash in the Marshall, you know, Razzle Dazzle, you're going to say, no, I don't want to marry you. Are you going to say no to Kodesh Baruch Hu? But there has to come a time where the Kala has to show her desire to be married to the Chosin. That was the Yesod we said. So there's got to come a time, Chayv levo zman shebo ha-Kala tochiach ki ritzayne l'nasa lo bo b'kfir ele mitzach rotzen gobo. She has to now come along and say, I want to marry you, and that has to be with the Bechira Chofshi. As long as the Kodesh Baruch Hu's blasting, it's very, very hard to have Bechira. So the Melachim don't have Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity to clarify this straight off the Ma'amad HaSinai. Klal Yisrael, after HaSinai, I can imagine you're completely lovesick with Hashem, yeah? I mean, we just it's still hard to imagine what that moment must have looked like. You see the infinite manifest in front of you. You know, all kids have this problem where their brains get a little bit mushy. Yeah, my five-year-old comes to me sometimes and says, I'm thinking about Hashem, but like, so what was before Hashem? What do you mean there was nothing before Hashem? You've all had that moment. Yeah, we even had it when we were old, then five. I hope you still have those moments where you try and grasp the infinite. You realize it's mind-boggling. You can't. Can you imagine seeing the infinite? It's like, we can't be massive what I've seen it was. So Klal Yisrael is completely, excuse the language, bananas with Hashem, yeah? Hachosan Nigala Leinayim B'mole Yofi V'Hodrev. Hashem exposed himself in all his beauties. Hemzochel Amani Gruchoni Haroi Akol Bas Beklari Amehira. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu who is mamash speaking face to face with Hashem. He understands the Nimshol perfectly. V'inaya Ish Moshe Voishes Lovo.
What is the
Beklari Amehira? There were different levels of... Hashem works in the world by filtering out his light. Okay? Filtering. No, Aspetlaria is a clear, like a filter that has no filter.
distortion.
It's like looking through a glass window. There's no distortion. A completely clear look. All the other Nevi'im after Moshe Rabbeinu had different degrees of filters in place of what they could see and what they couldn't see. That's why all the Nevi'im speak in Lashon Rasha. Mm-hmm. They saw wheels spinning with fire. You don't see Moshe Rabbeinu talking like that. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Avram went down, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw the angels coming, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah is very straightforward. Yaakov Avinu crossed over the river, and he fought with the man, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the world the way it is, in all the different levels. The other Nevi'im saw aspects of reality filtered out. And suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu is delayed, he's not coming. The Sotan was given an opportunity to give Klal Yisrael a very bitter and difficult test. He showed them a vision of Moshe Rabbeinu's Leviah taking place in Shemayim. A terrible lack of clarity, darkness fell upon them. There came from those that had not enough imunah, those that went clear in the ma'achavosa ba'alomai, and they went and they made the chet ha'egel. Hayam ha'amidam b'nisoy. Hashem ha'amidam b'nisoy. Hashem gave them b'nisoy. Ka nitne hizdamnut lekale lagalot ki hi chafitze v'keshe nesuyim. The other color was given opportunity to say, you know what, Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, he's not coming, the world's dark, I'm confused. Okay, but Ramayat Hashem, Mavaya, what's the problem? Raima, Ata hi cholet lochiach shegam b'matzav shol choshech v'indlurmusia, what's his word? Andlurmusia, I don't know what that word is. Hi adayin mamtina ach v'rak l'chasana, l'chasana, for her husband. We saw Jews in the Holocaust do this. Ulam devayim leiv klal Yisrael lo omed b'nesayim v'chot v'chet ha'igol. Klal Yisrael didn't stand the test. The Levim did, by the way. The Levim did stand the test. The Levim had nothing to do with it. The woman had nothing to do with it. It's always the case. The woman always gets this clear. And no problem with Imunah. No problem at all. They see it clearly. Hang in there. Hashem doesn't run the world. All the time you get it in the ear. Yeah. I'm believing God. And but Klal Yisrael on mass did not withstand the test. And they, we know. We're still paying the price today for this one. There were Jews in the Holocaust. They had everything stripped away from them and dancing to the gas chamber, singing Ashreinu Matol Chalkeinu. And you understand what a tfisa of you own your Yiddishkeit. You know how much you have to own your relationship with Hashem to do that. That no one can interfere with it. Okay. So Amnam Yiddish Kisa. On the other side, Nizgala Khan b'Moloi Utzmusa Koyach Habechira Chopshi Shnitin B'Dei Adam. What does come out of the Chet Ha'egel, and we're supposed to take away from this in a positive sense, is you see the power of the Chir. You see how independent we really are in our relationship with Hashem at a certain level, obviously. If a person withstands and stays in his place, and he won't budge, mamash like the Kasha Kabazli, he stays in his place like iron, and you see where a person can reach the highest levels. Moshe Rabbeinu, we see where Moshe Rabbeinu became. Ka noit soishir shel hamavet bein Moshe Rabbeinu l'kosh bochu. Yah is implanted, Yah begins the roots of that struggle taking place between Moshe Rabbeinu and l'kosh bochu. HaKosh bochu magala kan is koyach ha-bechira chofshis. HaKosh bochu Yah reveals to Klal Yisrael the power of the bechira. You must know much what Moshe says to him, how powerful you are. You have the Bechira to say to a little golden calf, you the God that took me out of Mitzrayim a few moments after you saw Kosh Boch giving the Torah on Sinai. You saw the Ten Makkos, you stood at the... You still have Bechira. You would think after all that, what Bechira do you have? It's like a heroin addict. He has Bechira. Yes, he has Bechira. Yes, he has Bechira. Yes, he has Bechira. That's a sugya that we understood. That's the whole... We've spoken about that many times. But yes, you have Bechira. Bechira is given. So Yaakov's Boch reveals to us the Bechira Chofshis. The Naisim, the Kala, Lassus, Kritzainai. And the Kala can do what she wants. Zua Amashmois Shilamusav, Ishtoi Kegufoi. That's what we said. The concept of a marriage is Ishtoi Kegufoi. When you get married, you and your wife, you become Ishtoi Kegufoi. You become one entity, so to speak, right? Levosa Echad. How does that relate to our relationship with the Kodesh Boch Hu? Niten es efshrut liyisrael ha'asris maisim ha'mukhichim al bailus gemura va'arutzoy na'chofshi va'isa kesho shunusim. You're given the chance, Klal Yisrael, given the chance to do things which prove that they have total control, total bailus, and a desire, a total free desire to maintain or not chas v'chile this relationship of marriage with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's totally in our hands. That's number one. Okay. Tov, let's try and see if we can get some answers to some other questions. That's the Hakdama. Now let's see if we can answer the Kashas. Nitzel koich ha-bechir ha-chof shi le-toiva. One has to try and utilize the koich ha-chof shi le-toiva. Mi-ha-maisa shochet ha-egel, ha-vin Moshe Rabbeinu, ki im kol godol, that's a koich ha-kol, looks like a hay. Im kol godol hu koich ha-bechir ha-chof shi, if the power of bechir ha-chof shi is so great, ad ki yochol, nitein le-poil bo, neger ha-shem izbrach ki v-yochol, you can use your bechir to mamash ki v-yochol, ever fight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not saying, well, I don't know if there's a Hashem or not. If you prove to me there's a Hashem, of course I'll keep the Torah. I'm not talking about someone like that. God says, I know there's a Hashem and I'm going to go to war against him, like a Nimrod. Azar b'chira, haray shenitin gam l'kachir et koich ha-b'chira chofshis, v'bo'eser utz melaadek b'etzmus l'man ha-tzad ha-tov. Then one can take that b'chira and you can use it to the other side, to good. Means if I have b'chira chofshi and I can use it for the chet ha-egel, so maybe I can do it with it on the tzad ha-tov. Like Rav Shach said, one person can kill 6 million Jews. No, so one person can save 6 million Jews. Mabaya. Da'anu ha'avak l'lachem l'avur etzoneinu l'kabel esatayra. In other words, you can use Bechira to destroy a Kodesh Baruch Hu's desire, kiviyachol, to give us the Torah. Right? Not the Torah, Chet Ha'edel, this is my God. Right? So then I can use the Bechira Chofshi to go to Hashem and say, I want the Torah, you can't take it away from me. Means if you can lelachem against the Kodesh Baruch Hu l'ra, which you see you have the bechira to do, hora erechet ha'egel, then I can lelachem against the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the tov. Hashem wants his luchos back. I want the Torah, and I'm going to go get it, even if Hashem says no, I'm going to fight him for it. How do you know you can do that? And you can go fight against Hashem. Oh, we see the Rav erechet ha'egel managed it. You see that you have bechira? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu extracted from the moment of the chet ha'egel. Vima hadvarim yivor b'hemshech. And what happened? Oh, to be continued. Nikan gam shoev gam Avram Avinu v'shalom es koichel amud mu kolo elam ulikro b'shem Hashem. From Yah Avram Avinu also drew the power to stand against the whole world and to cry in the name of Hashem. Kashu ro shebichayil sa'adam lehit davdeh letoim shel yoides ribayne miskaven limroi bo Nimrod. Yeah. Nimrod was a guy who the Torah describes as being somebody who knew Hashem, not understood, Yadua, Yadaya, he knew Hashem. And he went to rebel to be Moirid B'malchus against Hashem. You see, you have Bechira to do that. I remember when he says, wow, Nebuchadnezzar Hashem and uses Bechira to go rebel against Hashem? That's cool! Because it works on both ways. It means I can use that same koyach to connect to Hashem. Shereihu ro is Nimrod, Mamrid is kol ha'olim neged Hashem. Nimrod managed to get the whole world to go and rebel against Hashem. He can't have an avinu, ki ha'adam hu ba'al b'chira chofshis, muchletes. He understood from Nimrod that a person has got total b'chira. At she'ein dobe manim, Nimrod chaschala b'Hashem. You can even go and rebel against Hashem when you know him. Mikan hu hisik, she'bevada efshin antel koyach zeh gam k'day limgoy b'kol ha'olim. Therefore I can use that koyach to rebel against the whole world. And say, no, you're wrong. And I can go teach about Hashem and bring Hashem back into the world in front of the whole world. Ah, the whole world's against you. Fine, Nimrod's got all of Hashem against him. It isn't stopping him. That's the koyach of Bechira. If there's so much power in a yochid, the power of one. Yeah, you ever seen that movie? Yeah, Moedic movie, The Power of One. Documentary. They ever showed it to you, Raish? The little kid who went to Mamash. Changed the whole school system in India or whatever. My good thing, one kid, like one 12-year-old killed in America or something. Not the school system, the whole thing, the child slavery or whatever. He went in, had a whole campaign and whatever, and he went eventually, they showed him arriving in India, meeting the Prime Minister, being there for the Knesset meeting in India, where they changed the laws against child labor. And this one kid went in Mamash, he saw some movie about child slavery in India or whatever, and he Mamash got upset about it, and well, when eventually it happened, he was already 16, 17, or it took a few years, but he Mamash, this whole What one human being can do. Atum sugala hamrid oilam shalem kineged aboy. By the way, I was at a presentation last night. It's quite interesting. Asia Tor on the website gets something like 5 million hits, right?
Yeah.
Today. So when I was there 8 years ago, they were just starting. 12 years ago, they were just starting out with the website. It was like whatever. But I got cold shivers because that's exactly what Rav Shach told Rav Nach. If one person can kill 6 million Jews, if one bundle can bring 6 million Jews back to Torah, they're getting 5 million hits. We're pretty close to 6 million already. Huh? It's not that was one man with a dream. You see what the power of the Bechir is. Going against the whole world. The whole world said, you kill the Chokin, you're going to make these guys. But there was anything wrong with it. The Gvadim didn't say to him, no, you're doing something wrong. I don't know, but they said, no one's going to listen to you. You're wasting your time. Go do it. He said, no, I'll get them to listen. He got two to listen, and then three, and then five, and changed the whole world. You see what the power of one Jew is. But that's them, right? That's not talking to us. We're from the little guys that we can't do this, right? Nachon? No, that's for the big guys. And the little guys, we can't. Mechayevs, it's Mechayevs. Lo, im kein bevadi becholis hayochid, gam lahamlich as a kodesh boruch hakol ha'ilam. Therefore, one person can bring a kodesh boruch and mamlichim over the whole world. That's what Avram Avinu gave us. That's what we Avram Avinu today. Hakoyach hachivi hatomen ba'ozos ba'chutzpah. Someone keep in Tanya. Yeah. Still got a few more minutes. If you're getting frightened by what we're saying, the door's not locked. No one, the windows are, you can jump, you can do what you want. Now this is scary stuff because every Jew's got the chira, and this machayes us. What are you living for? See how many chickens I can eat. How would you translate that? Positive. I never remember how to do this. You need the doctors. Chiyuvi is positive and Shlili is negative. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The positive power that is hidden in Ozos or Chutzpah. Since the Dorban before Mashiach, there will be a lot of Chutzpah. There's a positive aspect. We somehow have to use Chutzpah for a positive aspect as well. Ozos or Chutzpah, Taman Koya Chiyuvi. There's a positive aspect. Kasheh hi mekevenet letzada kedusha. When you use it, letzada kedusha. With the real stick chutzpah, you can go with Hashem with all your power. Without taking into consideration, not being blindly, but without being worried and bothered and being frightened and surprised by all other things in the world. I'm independent and free to do the Ratzon Hashem. The only free person is someone who's Oseh B'Torah. Why? Because he's unencumbered to do the Ratzon Hashem. Somebody's not always saying for Torah, he's got all sorts of other considerations and all sorts of things about pulling and tugging and whatever. There's no time constraints. There's nothing that can pogaya his time that will limit him. Gzeiros, shmadoris, viinuim, einu menoyim imenu litkashe, imenokav, bekol tnai. You can have shmadoris and gzeiros and inquisitions and holocausts and whatever. Doesn't stop him from maintaining his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu under all conditions. That is the unconditional love we've spoken about. V'aftel arecha means in all conditions. Because it's not tolu b'dover. My love for Hashem is not tolu on any dover, so therefore no dover can take it away. It's tolu on ma b'chira. I can b'chai someone to love. Because it's bechira, you can choose to love, you can choose not to love. The minute it's my bechira, so then you can't take it away. I'm famous about the Inquisition. It brings later about a man who lost everything. He lost his position and he lost his wife and his children. Eventually, whatever was lying there, his last baby had just died or whatever. He said, of course, Lord, you've taken away my position and my panasa and my home and my children, whatever. You've taken away everything, but there's one thing that you can't take away from me, and that's my choice to love you. And I love you, and whatever, and he died with the famous mice of the Canada Inquisition. You can't take away my love for you. Take away everything. You see, of course, walk in the world today, taking away everything. He's taking away their money, he's taking away their security, he's taking away their country, the American dream, you know, America's going to be around forever. Yeah? See, there's some crack showing, yeah? Everything. Insecurity, the whole world's flying, whatever. But what's the one thing that you can't take away from me? My Bechira. You can't take my Bechira away from me. How did you choose to love yourself without being told the Dabba, first of all? That's why you first have to be an Avram Avinu. Let's just track back on what we said. First, you have to have an Avram Avinu who's been Olam La'atzmo. You first have to have in the Vahtarecha Kamoicha, he said you need three things, right? You need the Kamoicha, you need you, that's Adam Avinu.
Okay.
Then you need Reyecha, the Rashi Shabbos, that's Hashem. That's Yitzhak Avinu, that's Ben Adam the Mokum. And then you need Reyecha, your friend, which is Ben Adam the Chaveira, which was Yaakov Avinu. So, in order to answer your question, you first have to answer the question, who's the Kamoicha? Whom are? Whom are? You can't ask, how do I choose to love Hashem unconditionally if you don't know who's asking the question? Who wants to know? As the Kotzka once said to somebody. He said to him, you asked the Kotzka, where can I find Hashem? So he said, who's asking? I'm asking you. How do you come to love Hashem unconditionally? Eh? I'm asking you. Who wants to know?
I do.
Good. Okay? And you're totally in touch with who you are, what you are.
No.
Oh, good. So let's keep learning. It will become clearer to you as we plug through here. Really what you're asking is what was Avraham Avinu's chiddush? Avraham Avinu came into the world and said, there's one God. No, he didn't. We knew that already. We knew that from Adam, and Avraham Avinu had Moses from Noach, and Shem was there, and Abel was there, and Mr. Shalach was there, there were Avim, everybody knew there was one God in the world. And then he created the world, and not what Noach did not. Avraham met Noach. Avraham Avinu discovered Avraham Avinu. And by discovering Avraham Avinu, he discovered an aspect of himself that Noach didn't discover. This aspect. That I'm able to have a Hatzarecha Kamoicha relations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It works both ways. There's a covenant going on here. Noach Tzadik was a Tzadik. Noach Tzadik was a guy who did what he was supposed to do. But he never dreamt for one moment, okay, that he was important in Hashem's plan. That he was a Chshutfas in Ma'aseh Bereishis. When you discover how important you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you discover who you really are, yeah? Then the natural outcrop will be a Bechira. I choose to love Hashem because Hashem chooses to love me. And that's an ideal we're discussing here. That's a long journey. What's the real?
That's
not Talib Adover. No Dover at all. I choose to love Hashem because I choose to love Hashem no matter what he does. Talib Adover is I choose to love Hashem if he pays the bills. I choose to love Hashem if I understand the trace. I choose to love nothing. Everything stripped to nothing. Netto. There's nothing left except you.
I
choose to love Hashem. That's not Talib Adover.
You said before, why does Hashem love me? Because I'm his only son.
No, that's just the way we're going to say it. Hashem chooses to love me because he chooses to love him.
That's why I love him back.
No! I choose to love Hashem. Even if he would stop loving me, I would choose to love him. My mitzvah after Rechamoich is not Tolu on Avar Rabba Avatam. Because that would be Tolu. I love Hashem because he loves me. He stops loving me, I'll stop loving him. I choose to love Hashem, Hashem. There's nothing you can do to stop him. That's what we're talking about. I want you to get back to basics. You're jumping around. We work according to very well-ordered, well-oiled mahalach here, yeah?
Okay.
Called Musa. The ideal is what I've just described, yeah? That's way down there. That's our direction finder. Where am I holding real? Don't answer that now. That's a personal thing for you to work out.
Okay.
Now, set your direction finder towards the ideal and take one step out of the real towards the ideal. How am I going to come to love Hashem ultimately? He said, first of all, where am I? How do you get to Tel Aviv from here? Where are you? I don't know, but I've got to get to Tel Aviv. Which way is Tel Aviv? It depends where you are. Correct? Real, ideal process. Let's never lose sight of that. You're never going to get away from it. Whenever you ask a how do I, you first have to ask, where am I? Where do I want to go? When you've done that cheshbon, then how do I get there becomes a very interesting choice of strategies and methodologies, which is very personal. But until you've worked out where am I, where we got to go, we know where we got to go. The Torah tells us. That's the ideal. Where am I that you have to work out? That you have to come to tell me. When you ask me, how do I get to love Hashem unconditionally? You first have to tell me, where are you? So then we can see which direction we're going to aim you in. Correct? And that we never do in public, by the way.
I think I'm asking what. In terms of real, I understood that a person comes to love Hashem by appreciates love Hashem by appreciating what he does for
himself. You're into strategies now. Now you're into strategies. I don't know. That depends on where you are. Maybe I really appreciate Hashem and everything, and I still don't love him unconditionally. So how do I? Where do I go now?
No, but in the
you're discussing. One second. You're discussing strategies. Can't discuss
it. No, it's saying is this a general homophobic body?
Everybody has to get to everyone has to get to love Hashem. It's a mitzvah. So you have to love Hashem. That love that the Rambam has brought down in the mitzvahs, in the halachas.
How does a person who is in the ideal state choose to love Hashem?
No. I don't know, you have to ask somebody who's there. Once again. That's a nice theoretical discussion. That's a very nice theoretical discussion.
The real
is I love Hashem unconditionally. No matter what Hashem does, I choose to love Him.
What does it look like in the real?
You have to be there. Now, we're in the real. Where are you?
I'm the ideal.
I don't know. Where are you in real? I can't answer your question until I know where you are.
I'm just asking, what is the ideal state?
To love Hashem unconditionally. Those are the words. You want to know what that feels like?
How's that achieved by a person in the ideal?
What do you mean, how's it achieved by the ideal? When you're there, you're there. You're not achieved. You get to the ideal by stepping out of real.
We always say, how do you choose to love someone? How do you just do your love? First of all,
where are you holding in real? Tell me.
That's irrelevant.
No. There's nothing more relevant than that. Okay, I want to argue this out now, because it's really on our subject now. That's something for personal discussions, what you're bringing in, which I said right at the beginning, that you wanted to go on arguing.
But I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Good. So then you have to redefine what you're trying to say. Clear what you're trying to say.